Church, it's a beautiful day. Any time that we get to baptize people and welcome them into the family, it is a beautiful, beautiful day. And I want to welcome all the friends and family that have come out to see this today. That means a lot to those being baptized, so thank you for that. Well, if you're not familiar with South Lake, I am what you would consider a teaching pastor. I love to unpack Scripture. I love to educate on what Scripture says, not on my interpretation, but what I believe that Scripture is saying to us. And so we're going to look this morning at baptism and what baptism means and that. So would you open up your Bibles to Matthew 3, verse 13? We're going to be looking at the Gospel of Matthew this morning, and this particular passage is the narrative of the baptism of Jesus. So as we get to Matthew 3, verse 13, it begins, "Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answering said to him, 'Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lightning on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' This is the word of our Lord." This is one of the narratives of the baptism of Christ. And I want us to pull out a few specific things from this passage. First of all, did you notice that this is a Trinitarian event? That it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all present at the baptism of Jesus. This is really important to understand because it is the family coming together to say, "This is my beloved Son. We are going to welcome these individuals in the front row over here into the family this morning. They are going to be part of this unique family." And we can see that the family was present, verse 16, where it says, "And he saw the Spirit of God," the Holy Spirit, "descending like a dove." I think of that passage often. For those of you over here, if you see that stained glass, the dove is descending. And then in verse 17, it says, "And behold, a voice out of the heavens says, 'This is my beloved Son.'" That is the Father's voice. So there we have the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that are present. This is so important that we understand that, and we're going to understand it a bit more in just a minute. So I want us to understand what a baptism is. Why do we do this? What is the importance of baptism? Well, there's a few key points. One, it signifies that we have died to our old ways. Before we were saved, we lived in sin, but now that we are saved, we live a life that honors God. Baptism illustrates Christ's burial and resurrection. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. It says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." And then if we jump to Colossians 2, verse 12, it says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." What we come to understand when we read those passages is that this represents, baptism represents, in part, the death and resurrection of Christ. Scripture says that he died. He was put into the grave. He was literally laid down into the grave. And after 3 days, he arose again. And he ascended to heaven. baptism signifies that very event. That as we baptize these five individuals here this morning, when I lower them down in the water, that represents death. It represents death to the old self. That they no longer live in sin. They're no longer imprisoned by that. And as they come up out of the water, that they are born new. A life in Christ. It's a beautiful picture that we welcome this morning. Baptism illustrates your new life as a Christian. Baptism does not make you a believer. It shows that you already believe. Baptism does not save you. Only your faith in Christ does that. Baptism also signifies our faith to the world. Baptism is like a wedding ring. It's an outward symbol of the commitment you make in your heart. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." It is a new life. And we're going to celebrate that this morning. When we think about the wedding ring analogy, I have a wedding ring. I'm married to Maggie. This wedding ring doesn't just symbolize marriage. It also symbolizes the love that I have for her. Have you ever noticed that a ring is a circle and never ends? My love for Maggie is never ending. That's the point of the wedding ring. It's an outward expression of something inward. We say that baptism is an outward expression of an inward faith. We are proclaiming to the world, I love him, and I am his. Now, if you've ever been at a wedding, just like a wedding ring, when the bride and groom put the rings on, a pastor will tell them that they may kiss, and then the pastor has the privilege of announcing the couple for the very first time to the world. And he'll say, "Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so." And what do people always do there? They cheer, right? It's a new creation. This is a new couple. It's something that's been formed that never existed before. And so we celebrate that. Church, that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. When I bring these individuals up out of the water, I want you to celebrate. I want you to hoop and holler and clap and celebrate their faith in God and welcome them into the family of Christ. Can we do that, church? Church, come on. Can we do that? There we go. Thank you. Somebody's coffee kicked in finally. Lastly, baptism signifies who our family is. As we just said, that the baptism is a Trinitarian event. It involves the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all present in the baptism of Christ. As a formal declaration, baptism is also saying we are part of this family too. We belong to the Father. But we also belong to another family. As a mystery of our incorporation into Christ, baptism constitutes a rejection of individual notions of salvation, declaring to us that salvation and the church are inseparable realities brought together in the person of Jesus Christ. There is no baptism into Christ that is not at the same time baptism into his body, which is the church. Baptism is a sacrament of our new identity as the body and bride of Christ. Simply stated, baptism is the Father's pledge to us in the visible sign and seal of water of our incorporation into the death and resurrection of Christ, the cleansing of our sins, and our inclusion into Christ's body, the church, by the power of the Holy Spirit through faith. Do you hear the Trinity in there? Do you hear the depths of which baptism speaks? This is more than just putting people in a pool of water and dunking them, folks. This is a formal declaration that we need to celebrate. Now, I want to give you a quick history lesson. In the ancient world, in the first and second centuries, right after Christ's ascension into heaven, the church was trying to figure out how to do baptism. They literally were asking questions. What do? Do we dunk them? Do we sprinkle them? They actually asked these questions. And along the way, there was a question that said, well, we want to baptize people that believe in a faith. So how do we do that? And so they start developing these creeds that you would say. And they were kind of long and difficult. And so over time, what we call the church fathers developed what we know today as the Apostles' Creed. And so whenever somebody was saved, before they would be baptized, they would recite the Apostles' Creed. And what it meant was it was a statement of faith saying, this is what I believe in. And so as a church this morning, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together. We're going to affirm our faith as the body of Christ. And so I think we're going to have this come up here in a second. There it is. And I'm going to lead us, and I want us all to join in. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen and amen. Church, in a moment here, I'm going to take these individuals and back, and the worship team is going to come up here and play a song. But I want to remind you that as we baptize these individuals and they come up out of the water, celebrate, please. Let them know how much you value their faith. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes, church.
Was at my grandma's house, then on Sundays in Miss Betty's class. Grandma taught us to say our nighttime prayers to Jesus. Miss Betty gave us verses from the Bible every week, so we learned about many people from Jesus' time and lots about Jesus. We also learned a prayer to say before we ate that thanked Jesus for our food. I started trusting God when I first heard about him. My heart just told me that he was someone I needed to trust. I know Jesus saved me a couple of times since I was born. The day I was born, I was taken to NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. I know God watched over me, so I was able to come home with Mommy. When I was only one, Mommy, Michaela, and I were in a bad car accident. Mommy had to go to the hospital, but Michaela and I were okay. Grandma told us about God's angel armies that keep us safe and never leave us. God makes me feel like I am never alone, and he is a friend who I can always talk to. The reason I'm getting baptized today is I just felt that when I saw others getting baptized, I knew that was something I wanted to do. I know that I love God and Jesus and really wanted to share my love for Jesus with everyone I know and love.
Gabby, will you be baptized into this faith as stated in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior
And do you believe that he saves you now?
Yes.
And as a member of the Holy Catholic Church, will you follow God all the days of your life, growing in grace and the love of God and neighbor?
Yes.
Gabriella Short, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is Michaela Short, and here is her testimony. I have been going to South Lake Church with my grandma and papa since I was a little baby. This is where I learned about and heard about Jesus. I can't help but trust God, as he has seen me through two car accidents, one when I was only 2 years old and another when I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, my sister and I were in the car with Daddy. A car came speeding alongside us and then crashed into us. Daddy's car had some dents and scratches, but the damage was not too bad. The other car's hood was open and the engine was smashed. I believe God's angels kept everyone safe, and those same angels continue to keep me safe all the time. The difference I see in my life since I began to trust in God is that I know he can be there for me always. I feel safe knowing he will never leave me. We've learned many songs back in Kidstown, and I love them all. But one of my favorites now is Victory in Jesus. One line says, he sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Wow. Today I'm getting baptized because I want everyone to know how much I love Jesus, and this is the best time to do this because I trust him even more now than I used to. Also, at night, Mommy prays with my sister and me. This started 1 month ago, and I feel like I trust him now a lot more than I used to. I love God.
Michaela, will you be baptized into this faith as stated in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and do you believe that he saves you now?
Yes.
And as a member of the Holy Catholic Church, will you follow God all the days of your life, growing in grace and love of God and neighbor?
Yes.
Michaela Short, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is Emily Maggio. I was born into a Christian home and even went to a Christian school. I was saved one night when I was 5. My mommy and I prayed a special prayer at bedtime, asking Jesus into my heart. Before COVID, I really wanted to go to a public school so that I could share God with all those kids. I really want to be baptized because Jesus did, and the Bible says. I also want to try and be a better person. I know that I am ready, and I am so, so excited to be baptized. I have loved God my whole life.
Emily, will you be baptized into this faith as stated in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and do you believe that he saves you now? And as a member of the Holy Catholic Church, will you follow God all the days of your life, growing in grace and love in God and neighbor?
Yes.
Emily Maggio, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right here.
This is Haley Campbell. When I was younger back in Kidstown with Mr. Steve and Mrs. Heather, I remember having him help me ask Jesus to be in my heart. That's when I first understood what it means to be a Christian. I've been going to church since I was a baby between my parents and my grandparents, so I feel like Christ has been a big part of my life for a long time. One of my biggest influences on learning how to be Christ-like was my great-granddad, J.R. Wampler. When I was a small baby, I began having medical issues, and eventually I was diagnosed with mitochondrial disorder. Being so young, I don't remember much, but I know that many people prayed for me. Then at 4 years old, I can remember kneeling at the altar for a healing service with my family and Pastor Lenny and many people praying for my vision. It was a big concern for a long time. I'm 13 now, and over the years, I know I've been healed by Jesus. Much has been done for the correction of my eyes. I can even wear contacts, and I'm still improving. I know that when I pray, Jesus is listening to me, and he gives me the right answers when I need them. I'm ready to continue spreading God's word and serving Jesus the best I can.
Haley, will you be baptized into this faith as stated in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and do you believe that he saves you now?
Yes.
And as a member of the Holy Catholic Church, will you follow God all the days of your life, growing in grace and the love of God and neighbor?
Yes.
Haley Campbell, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is Wanda Bumpus. Because we weren't taken to church very often when we were young, we knew very little about God. I only remember going to church twice, once for Bible school when we all had our picture taken together, and the second time was when the church had a revival. Our speakers were a lady that preached from a wheelchair and her husband who drew pictures with colored chalk. Their names were Lloyd and Gertrude Ward. They sang and talked about God and Jesus. After that, I don't remember going to church again until I was almost 14. We started going to the Black Oak Church of the Nazarene in Gary, Indiana. Our pastor and his family were named Ireland. I became good friends with their family. They taught me that God loved me and showed me how to give my heart to him. I started to sing in church, and for the first time in my life, I really felt loved. There have been many changes in my life since then, some good and others not so good. But God has always been there for me. I have been blessed with children, grandchildren, and many friends. I'm doing my best to serve God. My life has been changed for the better. My prayer life has improved, and my love for God is a very important part of my life. I have a Christian husband that supports me and my love for our church family. We enjoy serving God together.
Wanda, will you be baptized into this faith as stated in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and do you believe that he saves you now?
Yes.
And as a member of the Holy Catholic Church, will you follow God all the days of your life, growing in grace and the love of God and neighbor?
Yes.
Wanda Bumpus, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Church, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? Would you bow your heads and pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you place a hedge of protection around these individuals that have declared their faith and the life in you. That you lead them all the days of their life, that they may follow you, grow strong in you, and be example of you to the world. Father, I pray that you place a burden upon those here today that maybe don't know you, haven't called upon your name. May what they have seen today burden them. May they have a desire to draw closer to you and to be saved through you and one day be baptized in your name. Father, we thank you for this day. We celebrate what you have given us. And we ask that you hear these prayers and we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Church, if you would like to receive a blessing this morning, would you please stand and hold out your hands like this? Church, you've witnessed a beautiful expression of love this morning. Love that these believers have in their Lord and Savior, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is a beautiful expression. Celebrate it with them as they get dressed and they come back out to the well to meet you there. Welcome them with open arms. Congratulate them and celebrate their faith. Go the rest of this week with this joy in your heart. Demonstrate that to the world around you. Let this world know that there is hope and it comes by the name of Jesus Christ. Church, hug somebody, tell them you love them, and we're going to close with a song this morning.